In fact, I built some this year and I had to get a man to cut them out for me. I didn't know how to cut them out.
You straighten your hair, you used to comb your hair, you use a
comb or a brush.
Uh-huh. And you sharpen a straight razor on them. Did you ever have
a... Oh, yeah, razor strap.
Strap?
Yeah. Get the hell beat out of your one, too.
Yeah, right. That's my father used to use, he used to use riding crops, he called them. You ever have those things you'd use for horse, put them on horses? You used to whip the horses, what would you whip them with? What do you call that?
Yeah, but buggy whip.
Buggy whip?
Yeah.
Yeah, he called it a riding crop, and he would crop me with.
I was reading not long ago where you could still buy whalebone buggy whips.
Whalebone?
Yeah. That's what they called the finest of them days.
Uh-huh. What was a plank laid over a trestle for children to play on? Do you ever have a word for that?
Seahorse or seesaw?
Seesaw, huh?
Yeah.
Seahorse. And a limber plank that was fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on,
I know what you're talking about.
Suspended at both ends.
Yeah.
And they used to jump up and down on. Did you ever have a word for that?
No, not that I know of.
You used to go like this.
No.
Did you ever hear
can't recall them things.
Did you ever hear it called a jogging board?
No. Mm-hmm. It's new to me.
That's not much around here. Did you ever have a plank that was anchored in the middle and you could get on it and spin around?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
I made them, call them seahorses, I believe. Seahorse, yeah. And the kids would get on this end and down on the other end and push around. I had some made out there and the kids pushed one of them around like to kill one and throw them up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had them a seahorse like this between a tree. And then I had them another big thing made to go around like that. They could ride around on a wheel and things.
Yeah.
And I found out I better tie that one up to kill somebody.
Yeah. You know. But the seahorse was the one you teeter-totter, you go back and forth like this on. Yeah. Did you ever have another word for the one that went around? Was it called a flying genie or?
Yes, that's what we called it.
Whirligig?
I thought that we called a wheel horse.
Wheel horse?
Yeah, I thought that's what we called them.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, you spoke of the thing you'd have tied from a limb. You were telling me about that.
Swings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put up a mini one.
Uh-huh. Did you have something you'd carry coal in, Mr.?
No, we never did use coal here.
You never did?
No. No, when I was a kid.
You always used?
We used wood in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And wood in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
But our charcoal, we sold it. Now, my mother did use it to iron with. That's what she heated the iron with. She'd build up get a bunch over the fire and set the iron close to it, and the heat from that heat the iron. Then she'd come and fry it. She went on the undercook.
What is it that runs from the stove to the from the stove to the chimney? We might have already gone over that.
Well, there's a flue.
Yeah, right.
built up at the top, but you have.
But was there a difference between that and the stove pipe?
The stove pipe.
Yeah.
I just threw away a bunch of new.
You did?
They had rusted the pieces up in a loft down there. Brand new, and I had years and years and years.
Huh.
It rusted on, you know, but was still good. Could have been used, but
yeah.
I told the nigga, I said, hell, anything stay here 25 years, it's time to get rid of it.
What was